Isaiah chapter 2. This chapter has the proverbial good news and bad news. Let's reverse the order. The sad present situation expressed in verses 6 to 11 offers a distressing contrast to the establishment of the coming kingdom mentioned in the first five verses. The present scene, characterized by human pride, economic prosperity, adultery, and sorcery, is followed by the day of the Lord, of which the prophet Joel wrote. This will occur in the last days, a term that refers to the time of the Messiah, when the anointed of the Lord will reign over the earth. This speaks to the time that the Bible refers to as the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Jesus on this earth. The good news comes after these times of terrible distress, at the fearsome presence of Jehovah. Jesus will establish his millennial kingdom. There we will find a beautiful invitation. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. Moses climbed the mountain, and his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. Three of the disciples went up to the mountain with Jesus, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. For me, the reason people go to the top of a mountain or go to the edge of the ocean is to look at something bigger than themselves. That sense of wonder, of going to a cathedral, is about feeling lost in something bigger than yourself. Someone bigger than me. I need to get to know him. Jesus is at the mountaintop. That is the good news.